The Minister of Health says the government has secured more than 150,000 doses of oral cholera vaccine from an international coordinating group after the October 28th declaration of an outbreak in rank of Upper Nile State. The Minister of Health has once declared a wider cholera outbreak in South Sudan. On Sunday, Health Minister Yolanda Awel-Deng spoke to journalists at the Emergency Operations Center.
Cholera continues to pose a significant public health challenge in South Sudan, intensified by ongoing humanitarian crisis on constrained access to clean water and situation due to our complex situation. The outbreak that started in Reng has spread to Juba and Malakal as well as other areas that are waiting to be confirmed, with 243 suspected cases, 27 culture positive confirmed cases and 6 fatalities, representing a case fatality rate of 2.5% as of November 14, 2024.
Awel-Deng says a contributing factor to the spread of cholera in Juba has been the increasing number of refugees and returnees escaping the Sudan war. Peter Daniel is deputy chairperson of the Camp Management Committee at the Protection of Civilian Site in Juba, which hosts about 70,000 people.
The people coming from Khartoum, Uganda and Kenya, most of them come here because they do not have a place outside there. That's why we request the government to do fencing to prevent the cholera from spreading, because if it happens, it will be a great danger to the civilians in POC. The POC is congested with people, and it is not like other residential areas where everyone lives free in a compound.
Daniel says all temporary houses in the camp are very close to each other. The health ministry is calling on its partners to join in efforts to prevent further spread of the disease.
The Minister of Health seeks the collaboration of the line ministries of water, environment, information, education, plus other stakeholders to address underlying wash challenges and support ongoing intervention. The short-term cholera vaccination strategy, providing up to 3 years of protection, is a crucial component of our broader response efforts.
Awel-Deng says they are supporting infection prevention and control, improving water, sanitation and hygiene, known as WASH, and administering targeted vaccinations. Peter Daniel says his camp is still faced with issues of sanitation and hygiene. He wants the ministry to help them out before the situation becomes worse.
Regarding the issue of cleaning here in POC, there are challenges facing us. First of all, there are no vehicles that can take the garbage. All the garbage are thrown behind the camp, but for the garbage to be taken, there is no any vehicle. But when UN was here, there were vehicles that take the garbage. And other organizations that deals in public health also take the garbage. But after all the organizations left, there were no vehicles that come to take the garbage. And also the vehicles in Juba do not reach here. And this is dangerous to the civilians in POC.
Anita Kikigbeho, UN Deputy Special Representative of the Secretary General and Humanitarian Coordinator in South Sudan, says she will meet with humanitarian partners to chart the way forward.
A lot of the work is around prevention, it's around awareness raising, it's around logistics, it's around food security, it's around water. Concretely, discussions are underway at the moment, for example, in Reng to decongest the camp. The multi-sectoral coordination is key.
Cholera is an acute diarrheal infection caused by ingestion of food or water. It remains a global threat to public health and an indicator of a lack of social development. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.